455, 453. That's the Stakel toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. It's an open line show. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. Also, the website. It's open to you to link to whatever you wish. You can link to blog posts and news stories, whatever you'd like. It's an interactive website. You can vote up other people's stories. They can vote yours up. It's completely up to you. It's freetalklive.com. So, it's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
Now, Nemi, you are a new voice on the air, and I think everybody deserves to know a little bit about you. So please, introduce yourself to the listeners, if you would.
Get up close
to that mic, if you would.
I really have no claim to fame, aside from being a New Hampshire native and a friend to the Free State Project.
Well, I thought you were worth having on the phone, so it's on the air here tonight, so it's enough of a claim to fame for me.
You know, she was the lady who called last week when Dennis was on with us. Who was very articulate and impressive. So I'm glad to have her tonight on the air with us.
You are a bit of a friend to Dennis, are you not?
I am a bit of a friend to Dennis, yeah.
Okay. So the story I have to start it all out this evening is from activistpost.com. And it is just a surprisingly strange story. It's about this lady and her lemon tree that the USDA wanted very, very badly. Here she goes. She says, and her name is, let's see if I can pull it up here, Bridget. She says, I'll start from the beginning. 3 years ago, I read an article in a local newspaper about Meyer lemon trees. It said how easy they were to grow inside and how they brightened up the winters with sweet-smelling flowers and fruit. And I love gardening. My young niece shares my love gardening, so it seemed like the perfect thing to buy. I looked online. I found the company, MeyerLemonTree.com. I listed the states they could. It listed the states they couldn't ship to, and since Wisconsin was not one of them, I felt safe in ordering. It was clearly a big company. I did not, in a million years, think that there was anything wrong with buying from them. The tree arrived in great shape, and it just took off. My whole family enjoyed the flowers and the sweet smell, and it was very exciting to watch the lemons as they grew. Spent a lot of time on this tree, and it clearly paid off because it was a very healthy tree. Then, 3 years later, out of the blue, I received a letter from the USDA. It included a flyer stating that my tree would be seized, I would not be compensated by the government, and that it would be destroyed. The fact sheet also said they verified with federal law enforcement databases that I was at the current address. So apparently, the federal government knows where you live, just so you know. I would not face any penalties at this point. If I were to be found in possession of regulated citrus again, I could face fines of $1,100 to $60,000. The letter asked me to call the agent from the USDA to discuss this matter. It stated the issue was with citrus greening and citrus canker. I'm reasonably certain a plant that's taking off like that, that has been indoors for 3 years, does not have citrus canker. I don't know anything about citrus greening, but I am from Florida, and we know a little bit about citrus canker. So
wouldn't it be better if they just, even if you say they have the right to come in your house and regulate this plant, why not just look at it and say, okay, it doesn't have canker, see you later? Why are they harassing her?
They don't take any chances when it comes to these things. They just decide, you know, this batch of trees is bad, and they'll destroy a whole grove.
But this isn't
over
even
canker.
A state that's typically where citrus typically grows.
They got it in their minds that this was a bad plant, that you know this company had shipped out a batch of bad plants or whatever, so they were going to get them all, every one of them is essentially what happened.
Are they
going
to replace her plant?
No, they're not.
No, exactly.
They own you and they own your plants. Why would they have to replace them? So, anyway, she goes on, I truly thought this was a joke. So I looked them up online. I was shocked to discover how many other people had had trees seized, and many without warning. The feds just showed up at their doors. One woman had written that hers was seized and that she was told by the USDA the replacement tree offered by the company was compliant. Then the USDA turned up and seized that one, too. I bring this up because I mentioned to the USDA officer when I spoke to her, but more on that in a moment. Since this letter arrived on a Saturday, I gave much thought as to what to do. I thought about trying to take it to a friend's house, and I spent a lot of time and money on this tree, and it upset me that the government would just take it from me. However, the tree required a fair amount of attention, and I didn't want to burden someone else with that or stick them in the middle of all this. I was angry and upset. I've never had any contact with the federal government other than the everyday things like paying taxes and such, and could not believe that a tree purchased legally 3 years ago would elicit this sort of action. I thought about ignoring the letter, but based on their others' experiences of having them show up unannounced, I knew that wouldn't work either. I called the agent Monday, and she explained that they had to seize the tree because the company obtained it from a vendor that had gotten it from Florida. This is the reason, Wayne. The company had obtained it from a vendor that had gotten the tree from Florida. And how are we to know and parts of Florida were quarantined, and how are we to know when they deemed that that was to be? She said they seized my information from the company that sold the tree, and they were tracking everyone down. I told her, if this is such a threat, I don't understand why it took 3 years.
And why they have to take it if they can clearly see that it's not infected with the canker. Can it get the canker later on? Does this canker lie dormant and then come back at any time? Or is it usually they have it or they don't?
That's pretty much the long and the short of it in my experience. I mean, it can have less canker and more canker, but generally that stuff grows and spreads and you'll know right away. This is what really ticks me off the most. It's not like this tree just arrived and I was just contacted about the problem. It was 3 years later. If the government thought it was such a risk, it doesn't say much that it took them 3 years to do anything about it. The officer stated that I could get a replacement tree from the company. At that point, I brought up that I had read that other people had done that and had been assured those were compliant trees and that they were seized too. This agent did admit that that had happened. I mentioned the fine I was threatened with, and she said it was only a case-by-case basis and that they weren't really going to go after the consumers. I asked if I got the replacement tree. How was I to know the feds wouldn't be knocking at my door again in 3 years? And she said she didn't know what to tell me. I voiced my disgust with the way in which this flyer was written, and she said it was done by the National USDA PR people and that she had nothing to do with that. I asked if they had a warrant in order to obtain this tree, and she said no. I asked what would happen if I declined to give it up. She said no one had ever done that before and that she would have to talk to her supervisor. I asked her to please do so.
Well, a participant in the chat room is asking about the federal authority to actually go in and do this.
Well, we're going to get to that and what the authority that they claim is. And remember, authority is what they claim for themselves. You know, and frankly, I think if an agency wants the authority to do something, it goes to Congress and says, hey, we need a law to be able to do this or that. They'll just get it.
To me, it sounds like a slow day at the office, really. You know, let's go take this single tree that has no problem.
Well, I think it's like an ongoing project. It's like, oh, yeah, we got to get these trees, and they just pass them out as people have time, you know. And 3 years. I mean, three years. It takes to get around to this tree. If citrus canker was a problem in Wisconsin and this tree was going to be tree zero, it would have already been tree zero. There's nothing that going after it 3 years later is going to do. So I called back the next day, and she told me that while they were hoping I would voluntarily give up the tree, it wasn't a choice, it was an order. I asked what would happen. She said that she would have someone call me back, and a supervisor did. And she told me that they were going to get the tree one way or the other. And if I refused, that they would quarantine it, obtain a warrant, and bring federal law enforcement officers into my house to take the tree. She told me two or three times that if the tree disappeared while it was under quarantine, I would be in violation. So if someone informs the USDA that the tree died, what do they do? When I pressed her about the time that I had had this tree and what they did if other people said that theirs had died, she told me that they made repeat visits back and surveyed yards and spotted many in people's front hallways. The USDA is peering through people's windows looking for lemon trees.
What's the purpose of this regulation? Is it not to prevent the spread of this canker or whatever they're concerned about?
They're concerned about canker and citrus greening, and I don't know that much.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. I apologize to everybody. I had I had something muted here. Still new at this whole radio thing. It's only been 10 years now. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live makes available to you archives going all the way back to 2006. You can have them completely free. Go to archives.freetalklive.com and get them. The first 7 days are available right on the front page of freetalklive.com. After that, it's archives.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
And we are reading a story about, well, the USDA's war on shrubbery.
You want some shrubbery?
That's right. So this lady apparently had her, you know, the USDA had a citrus item up their butt for this lady's lemon tree. And apparently they had been going after these lemon trees that were shipped out by this this company. What was it up here? It was it was a citrus shipping company, because I don't see the name of it here. MeyerLemonTrees.com. And I guess they had shipped some stuff out from Florida. There was no evidence necessarily that the trees that they had shipped out were diseased, but they just decided that, you know, since they were from Florida and from some areas that might be bad, that they needed to go after them. It took them 3 years to get there. And apparently some people had lied to them about, oh, no, that tree died. Well, they would come to their houses and look through their windows for these trees. These are indoor lemon trees. Not saying I'm a real expert on indoor lemon trees, but they're, you know, that's what they were. And apparently it's real nice, you know, put off a sweet fragrance, and then you've got, you know, a big, beautiful lemon tree in your house during the winter. People up north love that stuff. So anyway, going on with her story, and she says, I also mentioned that she could count on one hand, this is the gal that was the supervisor from the USDA going after her tree and threatening her, said she could count on one hand how many times that they had had to do that sort of thing, as most people relented and just gave them their tree. So this lady goes on here, and her name's Bridget, and says, I was torn. I'm not a quitter by nature, but at the same time, I didn't want my family members to be at home when the law enforcement showed up with this warrant. This is an old lady, by the way. storm in and seize my tree. I did not have the money either to try to fight the government in court, which I did point out to the one agent that they clearly knew they held the upper hand. With utter anger, I relented and said I'd give it up. The original agent wouldn't make an appointment after 3, so I had to bring the tree to work. She came into my workplace with a red hazmat bag, but my tree was so big and healthy it didn't fit, so she took it in my garbage bag. I did snap a picture of her doing so, which I told her I was going to do. I also had contacted our local newspaper the day before, and they did a story on it. And this is put in the form of a by activistpost.com, the form of an interview, and says, did you realize at the time that you were basically threatened with a federal raid if you did not comply? Because you were. And Bridget goes on, yes, I did feel threatened with a federal raid. I think that being told that they were going to get the tree one way or the other leaves one with little choice. I felt utterly violated, angry, and upset. I pay my taxes. I obey the law. And this is how I was treated? I did nothing wrong. I would expect these actions towards someone running a drug house, not someone who owned a lemon tree.
I wonder if they have a big pit they dig and they put all the lemon trees in this big pit, or if they just have maybe a lemon tree graveyard. I mean, what do they do with these things? Do they burn them?
They probably take it to the office, take a look, say, oh, this doesn't have any canker on it, and send it off with an employee.
See, when you say quarantine, I think E.T. So her house is covered in plastic, her car is covered in plastic, her office is covered in plastic. Like, oh, how serious is this, really?
This is just how the government essentially has to do things. We're from the government. We're here to help. We're going to take care of this canker problem. And what else would they be able to do? They have to go after the lemon criminals and, you know, the people that might want to keep their lemon tree and, you know, grow. This lemon tree is giving this lady joy. I'll bet it really does. I'll bet it's really, really nice to have an attractive citrus tree, because citrus trees have the shiny green leaves. And during the wintertime, you know, you do the little topiary thing a little bit with them, so you can shape it. It's a nice spherical shape and has the lemons popping out all over the place. And, you know, at the right time of the year, it has the fragrant lemon blossoms. I bet this tree's a real joy to have, especially if a lady with a green thumb like this has kept it up. And there's no way to put a value on the work that you do in this. This isn't a lemon. You're not talking about a $10 lemon tree or whatever she spent on it, $50. I have no idea. We got a crab apple tree, and I think we spent $600. I mean, you can spend way too much money on a citrus tree if you want to, depending on how large it is. This one fit into a garbage can. I imagine she got it in a small, 5-gallon pot or something. I imagine it wasn't a very big tree shipped through the mail. But you can't put a price on 3 years of spent on something like this. My wife has a garden, and these are the most expensive vegetables you could ever possibly buy because of the amount of time and energy I've put into this garden. Now, I've decided that I don't like the way her garden looks as it is, so I'm putting down all weed killer around in her little pathways and putting in, mulch and stuff so that she can have a nice place to put her wheelbarrow and stuff like that. This is a hobby. This isn't, this isn't a farm. It's not about how many dollars and cents are cherry tomatoes cost. This is about the joy and the way of life that we wish to live. And this is about the government coming after those fundamental things like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is a kick right in the crotch of pursuit of happiness.
About 2 years ago, there was some kind of canker with tomato plants, and one of the big box retailers was selling these tomato plants, and then, as it turned out, they were spreading the canker or whatever they had tomatoes. Remember that one?
Yeah, the blight, I believe is what that was called.
The blight. Yeah. Now, why weren't they going around stealing people's tomato plants?
Because tomato plants die very quickly, and the USDA could not possibly react quickly enough to go get tomato plants. I mean, I have heard of tomato plants that go on and on and on, and maybe they do. But up here, tomato plants outdoors die. And that is the end of that story. They will not make it through the first frost. I have heard of there's the Epcot Center, there's a giant tomato plant or something like that. Maybe it's, I don't, maybe there's some perennials, some annuals. I couldn't speak to it. I know that up here they also sell hibiscus as annuals. However, in Florida, they're perennials. So that is that. Now, let me go on with Bridget's story here. I don't know for a fact that they had driven by before sending the letter, but it seemed a little odd. The supervisor would tell me that they survey yards looking for trees. Now, survey is the term they use for creeping around your house and looking in your windows.
Now, is this if they suspect that you've purchased one, or they just
they know
everybody?
that you purchased one? This is if they expect you have one or not. So the interviewer here from Activist Post says, do you believe that their actions are really motivated by environmental safety? Bridget, in my own mind, I do not believe they took this tree because of the citrus disease. I'm not certain, I'm not certainly selfish enough to have wanted to keep a tree if I thought that it were a hazard to the nation's citrus crops. That disease doesn't affect humans or animals, according to the literature they sent me. It causes misshapen fruit and yellow leaves, neither of which my tree had. And even if my tree were sick, it'd been there for 3 years. It's a little late for them to be so hysterical over it. Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Single toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can give us a call. Talk to us about what's on your mind, 855-450-3733. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. Now, you know they're not healthy for you. And there is a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier, Vaporsmiths.com. They make one of the best e-cigarettes in the market today. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month just by switching, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no more smell in your clothes, no secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. It's free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Just go to Vaporsmiths.com, use coupon code FTL. They'll give you a free starter kit. They'll ship it to you for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. Or you can call this number, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's Vaporsmiths.com. Call the number, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Go to Vaporsmiths.com. Forget to use coupon code FTL. And I read this story from Activist Post about this lady dealing with the USDA about her lemon tree. And I think it's so important because people just don't know what it's like to deal with the government until it runs across your path. Here's a lady who spent a lot of time dealing with she was raising this lemon tree with her and her niece were spending time on it together, and she had grown this little lemon tree into quite a house plant, and then the USDA decides it's going to come get it. Now, this may not seem like a big deal to you, but imagine if you prize something. Imagine this is your dog or something like that that the government wants to come get for whatever reason. They claim that it has some disease that will cause it to have misshapen fruit.
I mean, you know, a communicable plant disease that causes misshapen fruit for a house plant doesn't seem like that big of a deal. A citrus plant in Wisconsin. I mean, it has to be commuted from one citrus plant to another. Where is it going to go? It's Wisconsin.
Well, when you start to see all these really absurd regulations and all these things they're doing now, I don't think you ever saw this 20 or 30 years ago, even though the internet wasn't around. You just never heard about these ridiculous things, and it makes you wonder if they do it now just to show you who's boss.
They were running. I think they do it because they want a job. These USDA people were peeping in people's windows. They were threatening to bring the to get a warrant and bring the cops into our house and get this plant if they needed to.
But there's so much around us now that to me looks to like a lot like psychological warfare.
Whether it is or not, it certainly shapes up that way, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely, because then you're a lot more paranoid about what you do, and you want to stay out of their way.
Let me read what the last line here. This is asked Bridget, what would she do if she had it all to do over again? She says, I don't know what I would do if I had it to do over again. I would like to think that I'd push it and demand a warrant, as is my right, but I knew the tree was going to go one way or the other. I pushed and questioned as best as I did, but in the end, these people paid with our tax dollars, treated me like a common criminal. And that's really what it's like. You know, this poor lady who worked that hard on this lemon tree that they decided they had to have, she wanted to protect it a little bit, and they treated her like a hood. And it's just sick.
At least they didn't tase her.
That much is true. And this is it just goes to show that, you know, if you don't stand up for other people's rights on other issues, that at some point or another they'll come after you on your thing. In this case, it's lemon trees. Let's go to Seth in Florida. Seth?
Hey.
What's going on? You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I called a couple days ago about police stopping me.
That's right. You were a young man out at past curfew in Florida, and that makes you a bad, bad kid looking for a milkshake, I believe.
Yeah.
So and, what happened?
After the cops stopped me and everything, I had to call a friend to come pick me up who never showed up. And then so after an hour, he told me that he was going to drive me home, and I didn't feel comfortable getting in the back of his car. So I just asked him if I could walk home because there's no walking curfew. There's just driving curfew.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that was the case. It's a driving curfew for teenagers in Florida.
Yeah.
And how old are you? How old are you?
17.
17, so it's for 18 and under?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I need my milkshake fix, man.
And then he told me that I couldn't walk home, and that he, like, ordered me to get in the back of his car, and I didn't know what else to do, so I got in the back of his car.
Yeah, it's interesting. You've been ordered by a police officer, and this is, here's they're using their power over sort of a young person, because they know they don't know all the rules and all that stuff. I mean, authority is a very motivating thing. Obviously, you don't have to get in the back of a police officer's car unless you're under arrest.
Did he tell you that you were very handsome or anything like that?
So what happened? You got in the car?
Yeah, and I was with a friend also, and he got in the back of the car too, and it drove me to my house, and on the way home was driving much more recklessly than I was when I was driving.
Oh, yeah. Well, they can do that. And, did he have his lights on?
What?
Did he have his lights on?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that must have been cool.
I get to turn the lights on. Yeehaw! Just like Dukes of Hazzard.
Tried to guilt trip me and my friend by saying he had three disturbances called in and a suicide threat. And then after he drops us off at my house, we walked to the convenience store, and he was just there drinking coffee.
No donuts?
I had three disturbances and a suicide threat, son. You boys have, you have, look at all the problems you've created by just making me hassle young people driving down the road at 1 a.m. looking for milkshakes, cruising the neighborhoods, asking for milkshakes from strangers and that kind of thing. Look what you've done, boy. And then he's out drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Did he see you see him?
I don't think so.
I wonder, would you, at this point, would you have, Nimi, would you have asked him, would you have said, hey, Mr. Police Officer?
Hey, how'd that suicide go for you? How'd that go?
I hope everybody's okay, officer, because you look like you're really disturbed. You had to get a cup of coffee to calm yourself down, huh?
Yes.
Well, listen.
So, what did the parents say when you got brought home with a in a cop car with the lights flashing?
Well, they were asleep, but I had to tell them later because they also gave me a ticket for being out past one, which I plan on taking to traffic court.
Very good.
Good
what
for you?
What? Where's the car? What happened with the car?
My car.
Yep. It was left on the side of the road, right?
Ended up getting a ride from my friend back to the car after curfew had ended.
And what time was that? Like 6 a.m. or something?
5 a.m.
5 a.m. So you just can't be driving between midnight and 5? Is that the idea?
1 a.m. and 5.
1 a.m. and 5. Is there really any point in this? It just makes kids stay at other people's houses. I suppose they could sober up, I guess, is the idea. I don't know. Seth, I appreciate the call. What do you feel you've taken away from this experience?
That the police don't always tell the truth.
Yeah, they certainly don't always tell the truth.
Please keep us posted how it goes for you.
Yeah, I want to hear about what happens as far as the court case goes, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Seth. 855-450-FREE. You can call in about your story with the police. And, it just seems like when they go after these kids, I understand why they choose to say, young people are dangerous and all that stuff, but it's also kind of wrong to punish the good with the bad, because it seems like the behavior that you if you treat people like they're naughty little kids, they're liable to act like naughty little kids, it seems to me. It was always wrong when the elementary school teacher would make everybody put their head down on the desk when one person had, made some kind of noise or something. And I think it's wrong to punish all kids for being young if some young kids commit crimes. 855-450-3733. You got a defense for curfews? Love to hear it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in with whatever you'd like to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733. You've probably been hearing us talk about bitcoins for a while now, and maybe you didn't know how to get them. Well, there's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. As a matter of fact, just last week, on two occasions, I used bitcoins to buy stuff from Amazon. I went through spendbitcoins.com and did their little process. I spent my bitcoins. I got my books and I guess some coconut flour and stuff. My wife wanted to do some stuff for cooking. And I did it all with bitcoins. You can too. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, which means that it's anonymous, but it's over the internet. So it's essentially internet cash. It's, the government's not out there tracking you and, you know, having your account information like they can with all those other payment ways on the internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. Wayne, there's a few more Ron Paul articles out there, and I think we probably should go through them.
Well, there's a few very interesting ones. One is on Fox Business. It looks like it was either early this week or late last week. There was a body language expert named Tanya Riemann who said Ron Paul is 100% genuine, that his body language says that he's the real thing.
Interesting. You know, when I watch these, we had a local host here interview Ron Paul. His name's Dan Mitchell. He does the local show here in Keene. And in New Hampshire, we believe we have the God-given responsibility to vet presidential candidates for the rest of America. We know that our little state decides, you know, makes and kills candidates, so we've got to do a good job with them. And so Dan has interviewed quite a few presidential candidates, talked to probably every president for the last 15 years on the telephone at some point or another when doing their campaign stuff. And he said, you know, I may not agree with you on everything, but You've given me the straightest answers in 20 minutes that I've ever gotten from a politician. And I think that this is, people can really tell it. When I'm looking at the rest of those politicians up on the stage, they just seem so creepy and rehearsed. Mm-hmm. If they're rehearsed, you know they're lying.
You know what's really fascinating is when you watch Jon Stewart interview Ron Paul.
I haven't gotten to see that yet. I'm going to.
Yeah, the last interview was a three-part interview. And Jon Stewart is very, very thoughtful. His questions are very thoughtful because he comes from a point of view of somebody who's kind of a lefty. You know, but he really likes Ron Paul because even though I don't think he agrees with him on everything, he knows he can trust him. He knows that he's consistent. He's been saying the same thing for over 30 years. And some of his questions will be something like, Ron, just for the campaign, the sake of the campaign, why don't you flip-flop a little bit? And they'll have something to talk about.
You know. So this is about a lefty interviewing Ron Paul. Is, you know, lefties have a lot that they can agree with Ron Paul on because
the anti-war aspect
The foreign policy and several things. Everybody agrees the economy's in the tank. Not everybody agrees on how to get it out. But if you're thinking about how lefties, they agree with Ron Paul on some issues, but really disagree with him on others. Well, you know. Who would you rather be running against Obama in the general election? Would you rather it be Ron Paul or Rick Perry or Newt Romney or Santorum or whatever they are out there? Well, all these guys that are the same. Or would you rather it be Ron Paul? And if you want it to be Ron Paul, it's not like you've got anything to vote for in the primary anyway. Get out there, register Republican, vote for Ron Paul in the primary, and then at least if you lose, you win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. But I think Ron Paul probably, I don't see any other Republican right now running who can capture more independent voters and more disgruntled Democratic voters than Ron Paul.
Absolutely, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think Ron Paul has the biggest chance to win in the general than any other candidate has because the Republicans are going to fall in line one way or the other. There may be a few that say, I'm staying home. He's just too bad a national security or whatever it is that they say. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to rush out and vote Constitution Party? I mean, I don't even think there is a party that is as bad on foreign policy as the Republican Party. They can't even find it. The National Socialists have been running somebody. They can vote for the Nazis. And
like the guy who called the other night.
Right, last night.
Yes.
That's the biggest.
There you go. Republicans are going to fall in line. They're going to vote for Ron Paul because he's good on fiscal issues. The Democrats, many of them will say, well, at the very least, we got a peace candidate in place. And I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of blue Republicans voting. And I think that that's one of the things that they're not the expectation is, people aren't really expecting is because they're asking, well, these are Republican voters and potentially Republican voters. People are likely to vote Republican. But I don't think a lot of people know at this point that Ron Paul's going to get a lot of people that are, going to switch over to being Republicans as a result or switch day of or something like that.
Not to mention all the young people that are in his campaign, that he's bringing a lot of young people to the Liberty Movement. And in the long run, that's who's going to bring the Republican Party into the next decade and the next generation.
Yeah, the Republican Party needs new blood. There's no doubt about it. It's spent far too much of its time attempting to be sort of cranky wasps, and that's not a way to grow a party.
What I took from the Jon Stewart interview, and I agree with Wayne, it's definitely worth a watch, and it's freely available on the internet for anyone who hasn't seen it. Is he's talking about gradual change. I think he understands that he's probably not going to win by a landslide, but he is changing hearts and minds. To quote another Republican, but I think he's doing a fantastic job, and as I've talked with Mark about, if he takes 20% in New Hampshire, I will be thrilled.
Yeah, I think the 20% in New Hampshire would be great. At this point, he's polling steadily. I mean, I've seen him get numbers as high as 20%, but I don't trust those any more than I trust that Herman Cain's in the lead. there's been a lot of people, talking about Herman Cain being in the lead. He's won this one Zogby poll and the Florida straw poll, and apparently he's the new golden child. I'm a little skeptical as to whether or not that's true.
Well, yesterday, according to Infowars.com, there's a new Harris poll that says Ron Paul would beat Obama 51-49 if the election were today, and only Ron Paul and Mitt Romney would beat Obama, according to the poll, which found that Obama would defeat every other Republican candidate, including Rick Perry. The survey is another indication that Paul is quickly moving into second place and becoming Romney's main challenger as Rick Perry's campaign crashes and burns.
Yeah, Rick Perry is, as you know, at this point, is portraying himself to be as conservative as you can be, and he doesn't give the anti-immigration folks any place to run. So he has, you know, it's going to be a difficult decision for a lot of the independents out there, and some of them may just decide to go with Obama. Yeah. You've got a big government Republican versus a big government Democrat, and that's not a heck of a lot of choice. And I think that right, you know, you are looking at Romney or Paul. I've got an article here that says, and this is where it all boils down to it. You can speculate how you want, but we know it's about the money, people. It's about how much money you have to spend on your campaign when times come. They're not even campaigning right now. You don't hear, I haven't seen a campaign ad yet. I mean, maybe there are a few of them out there, but I'm in New Hampshire. I should be hearing stuff.
They're keeping their powder dry right now.
Yeah. Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Ron Paul have banked millions, but the rest of the Republican presidential hopefuls are struggling or broke 4 months before the first nominating contest take place. Ahead of a critical fundraising deadline Friday, the GOP... This is when you need to have money in the bank. This is when you need it. If you don't have it ready to go 4 months out, when are you going to get it?
And Romney's getting a lot of his money from the articles I've read from Wall Street and big corporations. Ron Paul's getting his money from individuals.
The push comes before they have to file a 3-month summary of their finances. Romney's campaign says that he could raise as much as $18 million this quarter. Perry donors claim that he could hit $10 million, and he started a little later. Paul's campaign asked supporters to celebrate the Texas congressman's birthday with a donation, and they gave him $1.6 million in just one day. At this point, I don't think the Paul campaign is revealing exactly how much it has. The rest of the field, though, lags far behind, putting their candidates way into question. They said it just into question. But I think that's what we need to keep in mind when it comes to presidential campaigns, is that it's about the money. And there are only three of them right now that can really be called, you know, top-tier candidates. I don't think Bachman's campaign can even be considered in the top tier. Herman Cain, you know, he's knocking on the door, but I don't think he can legitimately be considered a top-tier candidate.
But if a Republican candidate is perceived by a percentage of the population as George Bush 2.0, Obama has a chance to win.
And both of them, both Romney and Perry, could easily be considered Bush 2.0, I think, especially Perry. 855-450-FREE. Have we got it all wrong? Do you know how this presidential thing's going to turn out?
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.